Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Lakshmi Machine Works Limited Q1 of Financial Year 24-25 earnings call hosted by NSDL. As a reminder, please note that participant line will be in listen-only mode and there will be opportunity to ask questions after the brief by the company officials. Should you require any assistance during the conference call and to raise question, please signal the operator by raising hands. Please note that this call is being recorded. We have with us Mr. V. Sendhil, Chief Financial Officer, and B. Dhanlakshmi, Senior General Manager of the company. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining LMW earnings call for Q1 FY24-25. We will have a brief about the overall performance of the company for the quarter ended 30th June 2024, followed by an interactive session. I would also like to clarify that certain statements made and discussions in the conference may be forward-looking in nature. To begin with, let me explain the overall performance of the company, then we will proceed to the segment performance and then consolidated performance. Overall performance, the financial results have been posted on the company's website and hope you have had an opportunity to go through the same. The company has achieved a turnover of 636 crores during June 24 quarter compared to 1,155 crores during June 23 quarter, resulting in a 45% reduction. The PBT stands at 17.5 crores for the current quarter as against 121 crores during the quarter ended June 23. On a consolidated basis, it stands at 16.25 crores for the current quarter as against 122 crores during the quarter ended June 23. Going into division specific, TMD revenue for the quarter stands at 439 crores as against 944 crores during the quarter ended June 23, resulting in a 53% decline. TMD registered a loss for the quarter at 12.72 crores as against a profit of 82 crores during the quarter ended June 23. Currently, with respect to order book, we hold order books to the tune of 3,380 crores, which are lined up. The active part of it is lined up for execution. We have mentioned during the last quarter that we have gone into a five-day working, and this is set to continue during the current quarter as well on account of lower capacity utilization. We have seen the lower inflow of orders over the last 3-4 quarters, and this trend is continuing as of now. The impact of cotton price, demand for yarn, the import of fabric, incremental logistics and power costs for our customers has resulted in a sharp dip in the domestic demand and the order booking and the machine offtake. We continue to complete the projects and focus on unitary and modernization of machines and spares in view of the fact there has been a reduced offtake of new machines. Now I move to LMW China. With respect to the wholly owned subsidiary, we have clocked a turnover of 6.24 crores in the quarter compared to 7.4 crores during the quarter ended June 23 and with a loss of around 3.6 crores. The challenge in China has been that we are rebuilding the organization, re-establishing the new products there, and we anticipate this will be done during the current year. Now going to LMW Middle East operation, the company achieved a turnover of 26.9 crores for the quarter ended June 24 compared to 70 crore during the quarter ended June 23. The global geopolitical situation in countries in which we operate has resulted there as well in a lower offtake of machines. Now, moving on to MTD and the foundry division, the revenue for the division for Q1 stands at 206 crores compared to 243 crores during the quarter ended June 23. The division's profit stood at around 6.5 crores as against 17 crores for the June for the quarter ended June 23. Now with respect to the aerospace division, the revenue in this division was at 39 crores in Q1 compared to 40 crores during the quarter ended June 23. And ATC clocked a profit of 1.5 crores as against 4.39 crores in the previous quarter. Exports contributed to more than 90% of this turnover, and the metallic division's turnover within this is around 80% of the divisional turnover. With this, I conclude my initial speech and we can now continue with the interactive session. Back to the moderator.
Thank you so much, sir. We would like to go ahead with the interactive sessions. I would request the attendees to please raise their hands if you would like to ask questions after communicating your name and unmute status. And we would request people, please go ahead with raising hands. Attendees, please raise your hands. CFO sir, till now there is none of the attendees are raised the hands, so we wait for a few more minutes.
Sure.
So once again, I would request the attendees to please raise your hands if you would like to ask questions after communicating your name and unmute status.
tech support. Stance options to be given. Please, Inavis.
Moderator, I think there is an issue on raising hands. Can you please get it sorted with the tech support?
Yes, sir. Just we already updated. They are working on it. Give me a minute, sir.
Okay. You can just announce perhaps to how long it's going to take.
Sure, sir. Sure.
I think it's got enabled.
Yes, sir. Due to some technical glitch, the option was not enabled. Now we can go ahead with the question session. The first question is Mr. Chirag Jain.
Yeah. Mr. Chirag. Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I was just figuring out how to raise hand for the timing. So that was the issue. Thank you for pointing it out. Sir, coming back to the questions. I had few questions from the start. So we have approximately invested 200 crores in a UAE subsidiary. So what's that planned for?
Okay. You go ahead with all your questions. We will, I will consolidate it and answer it. Yeah, please go ahead. Further. Okay.
Second was on the 1500 cash that March 2024 balance sheet reflects on. So cash includes investments and cash in hand plus fixed deposits. Okay. That was updated in the annual report. So what's the planned use for that? Okay. Second question was that. Third was you mentioned about something rebuilding and re-establishment of Chinese subsidiary. So what's the change you are trying to do to bring the revenues back to old state that were around 300 crores per year levels? Okay, that was the third question. The fourth question is, what's the current capacity utilization and the current number of working days in the plant? Okay. The next question is, any update on the auto corner?
Yeah.
And the Airjet that you plan to launch in FY26. Okay.
Yeah. And
that was the next. Then the last question is on the as the spreads currently have improved in the cotton. So do we foresee any orders that we have in hand?
Okay.
That were all.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your question. Let me answer it in sequence. So let me take the plan for the UAE, where we have passed a resolution last time, is the fact that we are looking at export business as one of the main drivers, because having a dominant market share within India, our focus is more on exports and being nearer to the customer counts a lot in the current situation. And we had explained this as well when we tried when we went in for establishing the subsidiary LMW Global with an assembly facility out of Dubai. Now we are bringing in the subsidiaries, because now we are sitting on multiple subsidiaries, that is both China and Dubai. We are trying to bring in a consolidated structure for holding subsidiaries under the Dubai entity. That is the sum and substance for the investment plan of the holding company. With respect to the Chinese subsidiary, Chinese LMW China, I think we'll have to put this in perspective. We could not go into China from 2020 onwards up to almost January or February of 23. And so those years, what we had done was we were able to execute those orders. But as such, we used to have 11 odd people there from expats, and we used to have closer to 100 plus local Chinese. But we were, unfortunately, because of the issues, we were down to only one person. So we were really not able to get that part of the newer models and the latest machines out there to the Chinese customer. And the gap what we had noticed those years are the one which is reflecting now, because the orders what we had finished executing that. And now we are rebuilding the team. So we now have a team which is there, a very experienced team which we have been able to send only in the last 12 months. So that was the that was what I was mentioning, that our team right now is not only rebuilding with the latest machines, but you know, we have to rebuild the confidence with because we are continuing to stay there. We will continue to send people there as the things become easier. So there is a lot of challenges which we have faced, we have overcome, and that's taking and that's what I meant when I mentioned about the China, LMW China. The current capacity utilization of the plant for textile machinery is closer to around 45 to 50%. We currently have a layoff of one day, so we work 5 days right now for the textile machinery and foundry division. For machine tool division, of course, the other divisions, we are working 6 days. With respect to auto corner, as mentioned by our chairman yesterday, we have placed around 3 machines with customers and 2 on the way. And by Q4, I think it will be, and it's a soft launch at the moment. So as and when further information we will be giving, and like you mentioned yesterday, it will be post Jan 2025. And Airjet, yes, it's in the works. Yesterday it was mentioned that during the year 25-26, it'll be out. It is a technically complicated machine from what we currently do, and we are working fairly well and advanced in that particular machine. Which, with respect to spreads and the order flow, related order flow, you are right. I think the customers have started seeing better spreads now. But as you know, being a CapEx, and this is something which we are used to, and this is something which we have actually, it is not a surprise to us. It's only the fact that we have over the last 3-4 quarters seen the order flow coming down, and we know that this kind of a situation would come, and that's why we have taken action. In last quarter itself, to cutting down, and as much as what we could do internally, we are trying to strengthen internally. So we feel that yes, with the the margins on the yarn going up, it will trigger over the next quarter or two quarters. It should start going back, and order flow should improve, and also the offtake should would improve. I think, and with respect to the cash, the investment, I think your ballpark number is right. It is with respect to the amount what we hold. I think this is an appropriate decision on the utilization of the same will be taken by the board. So, I mean, I would have to leave it at that. Okay. Thank you. Back to you, moderator.
Yes, sir. The next person is Mr. Ritvik Chit. Mr. Ritvik?
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Hi. Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, Mr. Ritvik, you're audible. Please carry on.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you. Sir, just one question from my end. You know, on machine tool division, what kind of visibility are we looking at, say, for the next 3 years? Because if we look at over the last 12 odd quarters, we are in the range of 200 to 250 crores on a quarterly basis. So, you know, we're not able to break out of this range for the last 3 years. You know, wanted to understand, I believe we have commissioned a factory, another factory in this segment, as the annual report mentions. So, you know, what wanted a sense of how are we looking at this business for the next 3 years in terms of capabilities, in terms of increasing the utilizations?
I think, Mr. Ritvik, as far as MTD is concerned, the current, yes, you're right, we are kind of put into one additional facility we have brought in for this, to support this division. We are at a capacity utilization of somewhere up from 64% to 70% today. So there is enough possibility for us to scale the business for the current investments what we have already done. So I will not be in a position to put a number. We generally don't put out a number there in terms of what we will do, but with the existing capacities, existing assets what we have, we have a headroom for 30% within this particular division. And with respect to the markets and segments, we are it is a constant need for innovation is in this particular business, and wherein you have to come with specific products for specific segments, and we have done that. We were able to bring for specific EMS specific products, so that is a constant part of the process. So apart from this, we also have a policy where we say if you are reaching closer to 90% of capacities, then we go ahead and put in additional capacities for this facility. So as of now, like I said, since there's enough headroom, we don't see much of investment required till we go to scale the turnover here. And we are doing all that is required because this is a business which requires a lot of literally thousands of customers, right? Both big and small. So what is required is outreach, and that all that is being done in this particular division. As we believe that engineering going forward with all the schemes which is the government has announced, I think this is a long-term positive trend for the Indian economy as well. So I think we are very positive about the future prospects of this particular division. Thank you. Back to you, Mr. Shah.
Okay, sir. We are moving to the next speaker. Mr. Nirav? Yes, sir. Please unmute yourself.
Good afternoon, sir. Is my voice clear?
Very clear, sir. Please go on.
Yeah. So, gentlemen, my query was pertaining to textile machinery division. So, currently the order backlog is of 3380 crores as stated in the opening remarks. Can you tell me in volume terms, what would this order backlog be? Wanted to understand the kind of visibility that we have for dispatch of these of machineries under 3380 crores. Second thing, what and how well are we placed for the automation part of the spinning and yarn machinery? Because that, I believe, can be a very crucial and differentiating factor. And can those solutions be offered to existing asset base, which is there for us? The third part is, how do we foresee the implications of production-linked incentives as proposed for textile? Can that be a big volume driver for the industry as a whole, and which can percolate down to strong demand for spares and machinery? And with regards to the machine tool division, how well are we placed with the EMS, that is electronic manufacturing ecosystem in India? Because that ecosystem in India is growing very rapidly and outlook is very, very strong. And especially if you can give some comments on the semiconductor part, because the mega capex is going to be done in India for these, for semiconductor manufacturing. Can we be a trusted vendor for any of the vendors for these? These are some of my queries.
Okay. I think with respect to textile machinery division with 3,300 crores, see, we don't look at it in terms of volume, because we, the spinning segment as such is comprised of around 7 to 8 types of machines. One of, and the measure of the spinning mill is in terms of spindles, but it is not just spindles. You've got a whole host of machines which go back there. In the back end, which is called preparatory segment, and then you got the spinning segment. Rather, what we generally do is we split between active and inactive, because what actually goes out of the factory is only those active orders which get converted. Because when we say 3,380 crores, we're talking about where they have given us that 10%, and that money is with us, right? So if you were to take that as a benchmark, which we measure, we are looking at an active order book of around 2,100 odd crores is what we are looking at. With respect to the yarn automation machine, there is already today we have connectivity between the speed frame and the ring frame. And within ring frame, we have something called robotic auto piecing, which so you technically don't have to have any manpower. And this is being given, offered as a solution for the new machines. But I think your question was specifically whether it can retrofit into an existing machine. I think there would be possibility. It's only depending on the size of the layout of the plant. I would say more than size, the layout of the plant, I think that would definitely would be a possibility. And you are absolutely right. Automation as a solution, right from the loro to the cart to the comber, and then we have got a lab transport system. We offer a lab transport system, for example, and then we get into speed frame, and from speed frame to ring frame, and from ring frame to auto winder. Even there is a concept of a link where, again, no manpower is there. It goes to a link winder, and there is no movement of what we call the yarn into a winding machine. So yes, we are there in that, and we continue to invest in terms of new R&D onto the automation solution for customers. With respect to the PLI schemes, I think we'll have to look at it in two ways. One is PLI, whilst it was given for textiles as well, when it was given for, I think, the 13-odd PLI schemes which came out, I think the offtake in textile perhaps has been a little bit muted, and that could be for many other reasons. I mean, we are talking about a very challenging, at least till the last quarter, because of the cotton price, it was very challenging. The garment export was also subdued, especially to Europe and also to US. I think there are a lot of things which are right now in a fluid state. I think government is also looking at a second type of a PLI scheme because the first one, looking at how effectively the first one has been used, I think they are also looking at second one. So yes, effectively what we believe and what we strongly say is that so long as we look at our customer's customer being supported, so there's enough support for the textile garmenting people. Of course, there will be enough demand for the fabric manufacturer and so for the yarn manufacturer and so for us. So ultimately, the end goal is to see how we are able to have a good ecosystem for the garmenting and then, of course, as a part of supply chain, it would pull demand from us as well. Coming to the machine tool division with the EMS system and the semiconductor part, with respect to EMS, yes, we are very much there. We have machining centers for this particular segment. And I was just mentioning to the previous person, Mr. Ritwik said in his question that the entire concept on machine tool business is to bring in latest look at the segment which is doing well and build machines for this. That is what we are in. So the segment is fairly fragmented. Of course, the auto segment is a large part of machine tool business, probably consuming closer to 50% of the machine tool. But then you have a whole host of other segments of this business where you can talk about valves, engines, aerospace and defense, like that. There's a whole host of things which consume these machines, and these machines are not standard machines in a larger sense. It's not standard. What goes into a pipe and fitting component manufacturer would not fit into aerospace and defense or into general engineering. In that sense, we have an EMS machine, but we should also be aware that today, one aspect of it is that since we have got a very good relationship with Japan, we do see, and with the Japanese currency being devalued a bit, so there is a very strong competition from the imported machines, and we are not talking about Chinese or things like that. We are talking about a strong competition from good Japanese machines as well. Always this market had almost closer to 60% or 50 to 60% in value in terms of imported machines. But the fact that it has become, it has made it a little bit cheaper, I would say, for it to get imported, and with the fact that the duties are non-existent in these cases, it is going to be a very interesting scenario going forward. But having said that, still, this is a segment which is bound to grow. Engineering segment for the country is bound to grow, and we are going to be part of that. We don't make anything specifically for semiconductor industry. These machines don't go into that, so there is no play for us in the semiconductor machine manufacturing space. Thank you. Back to you, Mr. Shiva.
Yes, sir. Hello. The next speaker is Mr. Chetan Doshi. Mr. Chetan?
Yes, Mr. Chetan.
My second question to you is, this time...
Mr. Chetan, we can't hear you.
Now I am audible?
No, Mr. Chetan, not audible.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you be a little bit louder?
Hello.
Please go on. I will try and work with what you got. Please go on.
See, my specific question is regarding the APC. APC, your turnover for last 23, last year, first quarter, and current year, it is almost the same. And as far as profit is concerned, it has dropped significantly. So the reason behind this as to why ATC normally is around, is a high profitable business for us. But how come this time it has dropped by almost more than 60%? And second question is, how we are going to look, it means going ahead, which will be our growth driver in coming days? Because see, this textile machinery is a division what we are banging on. At times it performs well, at times it doesn't perform well. So what will be the going ahead, which segment will perform better, and that will be our growth engine in coming years?
Any other questions?
No, thank you.
Okay. I think the ATC, right, the turnover was is similar, but the margins are not there, because ATC has to be looked at in terms of composite and metallics. I think we are doing well in the metallic segment and decent margins, but we are also investing in the composite, and as what was mentioned yesterday, even in the AGM speech, we are building the composite division, and the composite division is incurring cost at the moment. After a long time, we have been able to stabilize the metallics, and that's giving us good returns. But we will take some time to get the product mix, the component mix right in the composite division, and that is the reason you see that dip in the profit, and that is the cost which is taken up by composite division. With respect to the growth driver question, textile machinery is a lump. We are in engineering, we are in capex. Take it, both the textile and machine tool division are in capex business. Textile is a lot more dependent in terms of both the domestic and dependent also on the export market, and that is the reason we see the kind of ups and downs what we have seen. And like I mentioned already, we are able to anticipate it. We have experience in handling this, so we do move fast when we see such type of issues. But however, having said that, even machine tool division, and I was just mentioning in the previous questions also, machine tool definitely is a growth driver within the domestic and domestic market, because of all the reasons what we have already spoken about. And with respect to the export, textile machinery is definitely a growth driver with respect to the export business, and that is one of the reasons, and I was just explaining at the start for one of the questions as to how we are looking at doing more, being closer to customer, trying to establish that export business for textile machinery division. Normally the way we see things, wherever we operate, different countries keep growing at different speeds, at different points in time, and that is a positive thing for us in the textile business. So I think that is also a growth driver for us in the textile division. Of course, ATC requires investment, and again, that's what we are doing. So we invested in the composite division, we had a metallics, we have invested in composite, and we are trying to build that as well. So definitely MTD, exports in TMD, would be the larger chunk of it, and to some extent ATC as well. Thank you. Back to you, Shiva.
Thank you, sir. Next speaker is Mr. Chirag Jain. Mr. Chirag, you are unmuted.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I had two questions further. What's the current team size in China post the increase? That's the first part. And the second part is, what can be the peak revenue from our international and the Indian business? So that's the two questions I have.
I think we, with respect to people, we have closer to half a dozen people right now are expats in China. Thanks to all the efforts by the embassy on both sides, we have been able to get visas last year, and they've all gone there. Of course, within China, we also have the local people. We have closer to, I think, 100 odd people is what we employ there. The second question was with respect to the international. See, our general export turnover, if you add up over the last couple of years, I think would come closer to 1,000 odd crores across the divisions and also across these companies. Thank you. Back to you, Mr. Shiva.
Thank you, sir. The next speaker is Mr. Pradeep Singh. Mr. Pradeep, you are unmuted. You can just ask your question.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, you are audible, Pradeep.
Yes. So thank you for the opportunity. I have a few questions. What is your future focus on EBITDA margins? And how do you see the company's growth and future prospect in revenue? So, could you give some light on it, sir?
Yeah. Any other questions, Mr. Pradeep?
No, that's all.
Okay. I think the margins, what we have, I'll come to that later, but in terms of growth, we have a clear policy in terms of investing for growth, perhaps at the cost of explaining some portion of what I already mentioned, there are specific growth drivers within these businesses, like TMD exports, and where we are focusing heavily on the machine tool business as well by allocation of higher capex for them, and expanding expanding the area as well for them. I think there is the opportunity for us to grow in these segments. Apart from that, if you again look at it in terms of market share, I think within MTD, it's a lot of competition is also there. But at the same time, it's a fragmented market, and there is always both acquiring market share with your latest machines, NPD machines, and also growing since the market in itself is growing. I think you have got all types of scenarios here as far as growth is concerned. With respect to margins, we look for better margins. I mean, we have the history, the history. You can always go back and see what margins we were having on machine tool and textile machinery. I think for us, the current situation, depending on what it is, like I just explained, for machine tool business, we are on a price pressure because of, again, a global scenario where the currency Japan has depreciated, and that is kind of making the things cheaper for imports. So definitely we need to be aware of this. And having said that, again, I'm taking reference to yesterday's AGM call, where management has also very clearly indicated we are very clear that we should have a good bottom line. I think the focus always would be top line, but also equal focus on the bottom line. Thank you. Back to you, Mr. Shiva.
Thank you, sir. Next speaker is Mr. Nirav. Nirav, sir, you are unmuted. You can ask a question, sir.
Yeah. Is my voice clear now, sir?
Yes, sir, it's clear. It's clear.
Right. Sir, first question is pertaining to the machinery that we have dispatched in Q1, especially for the textile machinery division. Can you give a color on the volume dispatches that we have done in Q1 and the corresponding number on YOY basis? Also, for our ATD division, I believe Hindustan Aeronautics was one of our major customers. Considering that the order backlog of Hindustan Aeronautics and other defense majors is rising and is at very high level, what kind of order visibility do we have from the Indian defense-based contractors? And the third question is pertaining to the cash balance. So, as I understand, around 1,500 crores of cash balance do we have at this point of time. Out of this, what number would be advances from customers and what percentage of that is free cash? Thank you.
Yeah. See, we don't give out volume numbers, so I will not be in a position to give you volume dispatches, because then we'll have to look at again type of machines, etc. So we don't give out volume numbers. With respect to ATC division, I think one of the main things to understand is most of this is almost 90% of this is export. We focus on export. So our local domestic business with HAL is to that extent very limited. And the reason why we try to do that is generally in this business, you get a longer order book. So effectively, when you're in a part of a program in the export market, you have visibility of 3 years, kind of a scenario, 3 to 5 years, and in certain cases up to even 10 years. So we have a clear visibility of order book, and this gives us a lot of stability as well, I think, from that. And you should also understand that in this particular business, the amount of effort it goes into getting into a program is a lot. So we try to kind of do more export here. So our play within the Indian defense segment is more on the composite side, where we work with the Indian agencies, but less on the metallic side. Hence the turnover, almost current turnover, 90%, like I mentioned, is export. With respect to the cash balance, out of whatever you mentioned in the amount, it closer to 330 crores would be advances from customers, and that is what we initially spoke about the order book, right? So that basically comes from there, where we have confirmed advances from customers. Back to Shiva.
Thank you, sir. The next speaker is Mr. Ajay. Mr. Ajay, you are unmuted. You can speak, sir.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible. Please.
Yes, sir. My question is regarding the machine tool division. So, sir, as the previous participant mentioned, that we have been range bound in a range of 200 to 250 crore kind of quarterly run rate. So, what I wanted to understand was, sir, because we are a dominant player in the machine turning center, and we are growing our presence in the machining part. So, sir, just wanted to understand, like, what is our market share in that division? And from what I have understood is the turning center, the import threat is very less compared to the overall machine tool industry, where maybe around 45% of the machines are imported. But regarding the turning centers, which are basically the starting or low realization or the basic machineries, where the import threat is less. So if you can just throw some light on how is the import scenario in the turning center, what is our market share, and how is the competition intensity that is rising in that space. So the first question is regarding this. And sir, as compared to other players of similar scale like Jyoti CNC or other peers like Ace Micromatic, so sir, how are we comparable based on our capabilities with those players? If you can throw some light, because even we make those high-end 5-axis machines, and even those players make those 5-axis kind of machines which are going into the EMS side. So if you can throw some light that how are we focusing on those higher application machinery, and what is our focus going forward? Because as Indian country grows its manufacturing part, our machinery's demand would increase. So what is our focus area? If you can just throw some light on that. And similar question regarding what are the import trends and those kind of machinery. So are Indian players willing to choose a Indian peer who supplies these machineries? Is that trend towards having a Indian supplier? So is the market moving towards that direction? It's more of a what is happening in the industry overall, in the machine tool industry. If you can just throw some light and how it is forward for the next 3 or 5 years, so that will be a great help.
I think thank you for the question, Mr. Ajay. I think it's a very comprehensive question on the entire industry. I'm not sure I'll be able to cover it in the few minutes what we have, but I'll just anyway try and cover. I think very you have, I mean, brought out few great points for us to answer. Yes, I think the first point we have already answered, that yes, we are range bound, but we've got capacities. Everyone is working on giving these allocations. Everyone within India in this particular sector is expanding, and like I said, right from the lot of good things in terms of what the last few years which has come out is PLI schemes have come out. There's a lot of support, even including the current budget. If you see, there's been a support to MSME sector with collateralized, non-collateralized loan, I suppose. I think those kind of support is all kind of helping the industry, helping a lot of customers. So I would say, and this is one major reason why everyone in this industry feels that yes, this is a segment which is going to have a long growth phase. And now within this, yes, there are a handful of Indian competition. And you are absolutely right. We have come with machining centers recently, and it has been accepted quite well. And I also mentioned that in this particular case, you have to keep coming with the latest products, because the demands of the types of components, types of material keeps changing. The material science changes. So does the machine which cuts the material or removes the material changes as well. With respect to the international competition, I think this is currently, I would say it's a very dynamic and a changing landscape. And I think you got your numbers also right there, where you are saying closer to 45% in terms of numbers are imported in terms of volume. But I think I'm perhaps repeating it for the second time, but the fact that when you're talking about imported machines, there are many machines, the Germans, the the Japanese, the Chinese, everyone is part of that segment, right? And I think it's a changing, a fast changing landscape. Like I said, and things would look perhaps quite different 5 years from now. And we internally are also trying to say how we can give out the best product. Because ultimately the challenge here for the customer who buys these machines, that he needs the per piece of the product to be the lowest. When we talk about per piece, we're talking about the entire life, during the life cycle of the machine, how he gets the best value in terms of, because like I said, the maximum of these machines going into an auto sector, it's a very competitive landscape. So our customers are doing their bidding process, manufacturing parts. They have to be L1. So of course they have to be at these machines have to give them that ability to bid for projects at, let us say, an L1. So cost per piece matters a lot during the lifetime of these machines. And that is what everyone is competing for, to give best to the customer, end customer, for him to produce that. But intense competition from foreign players, a lot of them are establishing here. They are putting up facilities here because with China Plus One, with PLI, which I already mentioned, with support from the government on the MSME, I think it's going to be a very happening sector for the next few years. Thank you. Back to you, Mr. Shiva.
Thank you, sir. We have another 3 more minutes. I'm just taking one more person, speaker. We have speaker, Mr. Amit Shah. Mr. Amit Shah.
Yeah, hi sir, am I audible?
Yes, sir, yes, you are audible.
Thanks. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my first question was on the TMD side. This current order backlog on the TMD side, sir, textile machinery division. Yeah. So on the TMD side, our current order backlog is 3,380 odd crores. If you can just highlight what is the execution timeline that we intend to complete this particular backlog. Secondly, out of this 3380, pardon me if I'm repeating the question, I joined the call slightly late. So what is the active order backlog in this particular 3380? Secondly, there has been a very sharp dip in this particular quarter on the TMD revenue side. What has been the reason behind this, given that the order backlog suggests that, you know, we can do far better execution and even the utilization levels are currently very low. So what's the reason? Is there any delay in dispatch or the clients are suggesting slight bit of delay from there? My other question was on the MTD side, right? Because we are quite optimistic about that particular segment, and we have recently even expanded the capacity. There has been a decline in revenue in this particular quarter. Is it more of a one-off kind of a thing, that given the first quarter was more like an election quarter, is it because of that we have been facing challenges, or there has been some sort of slowdown in that? Secondly, now with regards to 5-axis machine, have we done the commercial launch for that 5-axis machine? How has been the response for that? And what is the kind of opportunity this 5-axis machine provides? So these are the few questions that sir, that I'm having.
Okay. I think since you missed the initial part, what we have mentioned is that whilst we have orders, the active order book is closer to 2,100 odd crores. The dip is not something which was, we have foreseen that it is going to be a little bit slow, as we have seen the order flow has reduced and a lot of geopolitics involved in this. But at the same time, we were also preparing, and that's the reason, including last board, last call, we had mentioned that we had, in fact, I think in the month of April, we had started the layoffs as well. The fact that offtake of yarn and the cost price and my customers not making good margins, I think that has been one of the main reasons for lower offtake of these machines. In terms of by when this will get executed, that's what we try to classify as active, so which we expect, you know, over the next 12 months to kind of get executed. Of course, this is subject to, we don't manufacture and keep. We manufacture once there's a commitment to take, because these are all CapEx machines. We can't manufacture and hold. So yes, we have capacity utilization in the range of around 45 to 50%. And I think we have to, this is the way that this business is in terms of CapEx. So we are doing a lull. We are prepared for it. We know how it, we are experienced in handling it. So we are handling it and doing all what is required to, you know, sail through this tough time. Having said that, at least last quarter, there seems to be, the margin seems to be a little bit better for the customers. So we hope next two quarters, this would kind of revive back. With respect to the MTDs, it for us also, it appears to be a one-off. We don't see that this would, we are assuming based on all the quotes which we get from the market, that the last quarter dip was a little bit of more of a one-off. The FIAXIS is not commercially launched as of now. So when we launch it, we'll definitely keep you informed about that. I think that covers all the questions. Back
Thank
to you
so much, sir.
Yeah, back to Mishila. Yes.
Thank you so much, sir. This brings up the end of all the questions. We are from all the attendees. Now I believe we do not have any further questions. Questions of all were taken up. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Yes, you can end meeting for all of us.